Welcome back to All Things Red. After that nice extended Easter weekend, we've got a lot to unpack from the last few days in the world of Liverpool Football Club, so let's get cracking. Let's kick things off with the big one, that dramatic 2-1 win against Brighton on Saturday. Now, it wasn't always pretty, and there were definitely some nervous moments, especially that early goal we conceded, but 3 points are 3 points. We got to give credit to Brighton, they played a solid game and caused us some problems. But thankfully, Mo Salah did the business again with that late winner that sees us return to the top of the Premier League table. Klopp was happy with the result, as he explains in his post-match press conference.
From my point of view, it was the best performance we had against Roberto's Brighton. More possession, better possession. A really good rhythm in the game. Okay, besides a goal, we lose the ball. It doesn't mean we can lose the ball high up the pitch. It doesn't mean you have to concede. That was really well done. Great finish as well. So, as far as I saw it, I liked the reaction a lot. But I saw as well that in our finishing, we were a bit in a rush. That was not the same level like all the rest. You cannot create all the time like we did. And then one or two of them must be proper chances. We didn't have enough shots on target in the first half. And the few we had, they were rollers. So that's we can do have to do that better. But still scored an equalizer after a set piece, which is always a good and very helpful asset. Showed the boys a couple of situations in half time, told them what we should keep doing, never to calm down, and our defending we could improve. We tried that. And again, controlled big parts of the game as much as you can against them. It's not always possible because it's super intense to deny them. It was real hard work. So front line had to work hard, had to be patient in the right moment. Mataro and Maka in the right spaces, and Dom was the surprising act there, the chaser, the chaos creator, and it worked, wow, I thought, really well. I don't think that a lot of they had quite a possession, but not the possession they wanted. That helps. We score a wonderful second goal, a wonderful third goal. Unfortunately, it was slightly offside, but still a good goal. And then you have to bring it over the line. Actually, to be 100% honest, we are not now in that situation for 10 years with this team. So I thought we would have been a bit more nervous. But I thought the boys were really calm. I liked that a lot. And yes, they still had moments. That's how it can go, and you cannot deny them completely. We won the game. I think we all agree we deserve to win the game. Really good afternoon.
Latest news on the injury front. Curtis Jones is back in full training and could be available in a couple of weeks if there are no setbacks. Andy Robertson is expected to rejoin full training soon too. Trent Alexander-Arnold is also nearing a return, with manager Jurgen Klopp suggesting he'll be integrated into team training next week. Alisson Becker remains out of action and Klopp has suggested he may be back in training at the end of April, alongside Diogo Jota, who has been out since February. On to transfer rumours. The Daily Mail's Lewis Steele claims that Liverpool are among a growing list of Premier League and European clubs watching Palmeiras wonderkid Louis Guilherme. Whether the Reds would be willing to take a chance on the relatively unknown 18-year-old forward for more than £40 million is questionable, though. Looking ahead, we've got two games coming up this week. Sheffield United at Anfield on Thursday night, then another tough clash at Manchester United on Sunday. We really could do with claiming all 6 points, as this title race is going to go to the wire. That's all the time we have for today. Don't forget to like and subscribe to the All Things Red podcast for more of the same weekly news updates on the mighty Reds. Until next week, it's bye from me.